Traffic, and just like that, a new accident on East Boulevard. If you are headed from Young Barn there at the post office on down to Vaughn Road, it should be in front of you just past that intersection. We've got a lot of busy traffic on Taylor Road and got that afternoon slowdown going on, 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly, and slow traffic out of Montgomery where people are merging at the Northern Boulevard onto I-65. Very busy in Wetumpka on 231 into the city. Ready to purchase a new home or refinance the mortgage on your current home? MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, and just a phone call away, 567-9000. In MLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated market report for the River Region. So far, we have sold over 6,500 homes through September of 2021 in MLS. Sales have been at a record pace all year long. We have different ways to buy and sell your home now that we didn't have before. Some sellers are afraid to put their home on the market until they find a home. They write a contingency contract only to have it rejected. Because of our market has changed dramatically over the last 2 years, we have to change with the market. A recent change in mortgages now allow a blended credit score for two people that are buying a house at the same time. This is great news for buyers. Having a realtor up to date with the financial market, interest rates, closing costs is of great value to buyers and sellers throughout the River Region. Goodson Group agents know how to price a home to sell and how to get contracts accepted in this market. For all the details, call the Goodson Group 551-0225 or Bo Goodson at 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the Warehouse Sale, stop by Cavco Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale this Friday, September 24th and Saturday, September 25th, 8 till 5.
And now a star is born. On September 24th, 1936, the world welcomed little baby Jim Henson, the future creator of the Muppets.
I've seen better births at the zoo.
Wait a second. There's a frog, a pig, and a bear. I think this is the zoo.
Jim Henson, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pacific Gas and Electric charged with manslaughter and other crimes in a California blaze last year that left four people dead, destroyed hundreds of homes. Investigators determined that aging equipment belonging to the utility sparked the so-called Zog Fire last September near the city of Redding. In the meantime, thousands now under an evacuation order as a wildfire suspected of being started by arson rages just north of Redding, California. Some 4,000 residents have now been evacuated. 25 structures burned so far, including several homes. President Biden urging Americans who are now eligible for a Pfizer booster to get one and says he'll be getting his own booster very soon. That comes after the CDC endorsed boosters for millions. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Since Jim Henson was born in this date, let's celebrate Friday. Muppet style.
The week is almost over. We're getting really sad. To leave our work behind us as the weekend starts tonight.
Friday's the day we're gonna begin our two-day strike. Let's get this party started because the weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on. That's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Most Fridational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
And we would like to jumpstart this hour with heartfelt, sincere congratulations for Donna to the Aldriches.
That's right.
Rusty and Donna. How many years?
38
years.
Wow. You know, Rusty and I get to chat during breaks before he and David do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about their first date. And he said, we almost didn't survive it because he thought he could get away with a little more than
is that right?
Donna was willing to do. And he touched a certain part of Donna.
Access denied.
And got that.
I see.
Well, smart girls make them wait.
Yes.
Well, he made a comment today that, what is it, if she would have killed him way back when, she'd have been out of jail by now.
That's one way to look at it, yeah.
She'd have knocked him off. Yeah. At that time, she'd have been out of jail by now.
So it is with love and in the most sincere form for these two wonderful people.
Yes.
On 38 years.
38 years.
38 years.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Oh, I disagree.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. For a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Jeb for the Aldriches.
Please clap.
The way I pronounced that word, I made him sound like a species. Hey, let's go see the Aldriches. I understand their exhibits, right?
Right down the street.
Yeah. I know you have business to do.
Yes, I've got to go show a couple houses this afternoon. Thank you for allowing me to come in and hang out with you guys.
Oh, it was great. And by the way, you want to get your house seen and sold? Here's your guy, Eddie Bader, 322-0662, EXP Realty. He and Pam Edwards will give you the best service.
That's what we do. We do what we can do. Like I said, this week we put one on the market. 24 hours later, we had 9 or 10 offers on it. And, of course, it went for more than
the
we
most
on the
frequent
for.
Word on his page is closing. Who was that, the closing person you acknowledged the other day?
There's quite a few of them. Christy is one of my favorite.
Yeah.
I love Christy. But then we have the McAnally's here in town. We've got some great folks. I can honestly say most of these people before I was in the business, I didn't know. Now they're some of the greatest friends I've ever met. I love it, man.
All right. I will look forward to getting a note from you later saying, yep, we showed it and sold it.
That's what's going to happen. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take
bye.
Care.
Have bye. A great
love
weekend.
You guys.
You're going to join us. Soldier Boy, you got a request this afternoon?
No, Greg, I got a question. You clip a minute ago, they said that the false president of the United States said he was going to take the booster shot. I thought they were talking about a booster seat.
Well, that's probably what he should have along with a bib, but I got to get away from him for a while because I am truly furious at this man. It's not that he sucks as a president. He's an illegitimate president. But this business that the border guards will be made to pay for doing their job up his ass, period.
Well, you know who got the blame, don't you? The poor horses now. They've been put into it like little holding pins.
It's,
blame it on the horses. Instead of blaming it on the rain.
How about a request this afternoon?
If I had a request, it would have to be, and you probably already played it, One-Eyed Susie?
Or the one I love.
The one I love.
The one I love, yeah.
Yeah, we can get that on. I'll play that.
That always gets my laugh going.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you, 510.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move.
Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW? Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our end of summer flash sale. This month only, get Internet 100 with no contracts for just $19.99 a month. Plus, get a 2-year price lock and the first month free. Make the switch at WOWWay.com today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy, the Good Old Days Tour.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
September 30th, Montgomery Performing Arts Center. On sale now. Tickets available online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great difference from last weekend's forecast, right? When we had locally heavy rain. Tonight, pristine, clear skies, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. You'll need a jacket for those area high school games. Tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, comfortable with a high around 78. We'll be in the mid-80s on Sunday, but very low humidity. And the storm-free pattern continues after the weekend and through much of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
To talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think
you're gonna make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile. And you know, I had to be pissed about it, were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't give me second. Yo, Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
That's amazing. Every time I hear it, because Jon Stewart is begging him to not make him laugh over the death of the crocodile hunter, but he can't help it. And that's what made Norm Macdonald so special. And I hope it's one of my best, but Norm being one of the few famous people that ever made me feel tears when I heard of their passing, my October column is dedicated to him, and it's inspired by that bit you just heard called A Crocodile Named Frank.
Yeah.
Kind of breaks it down a little bit. All right, Jacqueline's standing by. Sam, what can we do for you this afternoon?
Hey, Greg, thank you for taking my call. No, I'm over here at Dillon Ring.
Hey.
And I'm looking at the Sprinter van right now, and I don't see any fresh dent. It looks like it's in good shape.
Glad to hear that.
Hey, man. Isn't this weather great? It's a good day for us.
I haven't seen a cloud in 48 hours.
Yes, sir. Hey. And I wish I'd have caught Eddie. I stood there a while back, was it July, when you were taking up collecting school supplies and you were over at Jack Ingram?
That was August, I think.
August, okay. It couldn't have been any hotter is the point I was getting to.
Right. No,
and,
it was.
Man, the heat was just rolling up out the asphalt and whatnot. But, good results, good work all around. But the weather sure is nice. It's a good time for this little get-together today. And that was my 2 cents on that.
I'm glad you called, Sam.
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm joining the show. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Thanks for the call. Emery.
Hey, good afternoon, folks.
Hey.
I that little piece you just played by Norm.
Yes.
That kind of reignited when I tried to call you. Tried to call you last week and I couldn't get through. But my mother listened to Brother Dave Gardner and Lenny Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And if any one comedian that died at that young age too, which they did, and then he, what, Norm was 61?
Yeah, but Lenny Bruce is in his 30s or 40s.
36. Lenny Bruce and then Dave Gardner about 56, whatever. But he could wind their comedic, just the best at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And still make it clean enough to listen to.
Yeah, that's an art. That is a true art.
Was.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
in radio, we had to be squeaky clean, but
yes.
we still managed to, you know.
Well, George Carlin said.
To stay within the lines.
Seven dirty words, you know.
We didn't use those.
Well, George Carlin, why not? Didn't he come up with the seven dirty words?
Well, yeah, but that was a comedy bit we obviously couldn't play unless we bleeped.
That's why. Well, I'm. Anyway, you guys are get to the edge every day, so that's cutting edge.
As long as we don't fall off the end, thanks for the call. And now look who's going to join us.
Yeah.
Jay Quellen.
You are correct, sir. It's Jay Quellen.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, well, don't sound so excited, Greg.
People started dialing in when you called in.
With Rosie as my witness, I was excited.
Yeah.
And then you got over it.
No.
No.
By the way, did you see the picture of your favorite shirtless weatherman?
And his
I'm
dog.
I'm stalking my favorite shirtless weatherman. Of course I've seen the picture. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the food. I've seen the pool. I've seen the bushwhacker. I'm stalking him. What do you mean, have I seen him?
Okay.
He needs to put a restraining order on me, I bet.
I don't think we're quite there yet, but...
Pay no attention, Rich, to me and your bushes. Pay no attention. I'm just kidding. That.
Yeah, I thought everybody learned from the story I told that the bushes are just not a good option, especially if you're not prepared.
Listen, if I'm going to go over there, I'm going to be like sitting in his... I'm going to be sitting in the weather room watching football with Rich. That's what we're going to do.
Well, you know, one of these days you got to come by our new studio.
I know. I was going to try to come by this morning. And then when I turned on the morning show, I heard Don Duncan was there. So I was like, well, I'm not going to come this morning. So I'll have to plan a morning next week or an afternoon next week to come by. I really was going to come by this morning. It's pop in.
Well, really, any time. We'll make room for you at our table.
Squeeze in.
So did you ever settle on a place to have your anniversary dinner and food?
So we're still playing with the idea. It's going to be next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you know, my wedding anniversary is October 1st. So we've got some time. But it's the big number 5. I mean, it's not huge, but we've made it longer than some. And we're definitely going to do seafood. So I think we're going to go to Sea Watch one night.
Oh, Sea Watch. Well, that's perfect.
Well, that's where we went the night we got engaged.
Oh, man. Great. Yeah.
So it's got, like, sentimental value, you know, like with Jared and I. And then, have you ever been to Cat's Place?
Actually, that's been around forever. We went
like
there
forever.
As a family when I was in my teens.
Yeah.
So
Cat's Place has been around forever and a day, but it's the whole ambiance of, you know, you take the boat to the secluded island. That's not really a secluded island. And, you know, you have dinner. We toyed with that. I don't know what we're going to do. I know we're definitely going to go to Sea Watch one night, but we're going to go out to dinner two nights.
Well,
so, I want to go to the Mai Tai, but it's still closed.
Is it?
Yes.
We had so many radio stations. Mai Tai was a Polynesian place.
Yes.
And they used to come on and put a Polynesian show on with shirtless
men,
bosomy women in grass skirts, shaking.
With rum barrels. Don't forget the rum barrels.
And, exotic drinks that came out in barrel-sized glasses with 4-foot-long straws and lots of umbrellas and all of that
stuff. It's the epitome of a Polynesian resort dinner show.
I think kind of a tourist trap, wouldn't you say?
Very much so, but oddly enough, also a very established local hangout, which is weird because usually it's not both, you know?
Right.
So my mom graduated from Northeast High School down there.
Yes.
And I hung out with a lot of people. Yeah, I hung out with a lot of people that went to Northeast. And they used to go, and they still go there when it was open, for happy hour. Because it has, like, the best happy hour. You get, like, a shrunken head or a rum barrel and a poo-poo platter. And, like, you know everybody there. It's like Cheers.
Wow. Yeah. By the way, tell your mom that fiancé number 5 graduated from Northeast High School. Her name was Shelly Sko. What year? What class was your mom in?
So my mom graduated high school in 72.
Okay.
But the people that we go on all these cruises with all the time, we travel with a group of Northeast grads, anywhere from anybody that graduated from the class of 68 through 92. So we know like a ton of people that graduated a bunch of different years.
All right, this one probably would have graduated in 78. Shelly Sko. Is the name blonde?
Text message me. I will ask my mom, or you know, Rochelle, who loves you and is obsessed with you. She might know because she was class of 75.
Rochelle, eh?
Rochelle, yeah. She's the one that knew about the Jaws commercial.
Oh yeah.
Before you even sent it to me, she was like, "Oh,
that's when I was everybody's favorite shirtless morning man."
She says, "I vividly remember that Greg Udall commercial." I said, "I bet you do.
That's so funny,
Rochelle." I know. I get so many brownie points with, like, my mom's friends. They're like, what? You know Greg? And I'm like, yes. And no, you cannot have his phone number. He's a happily married man, and he's my friend, not yours. I'm very protective.
That's why you're so great at what you do. I tell listeners that all the time. It's not just knowing the law. It's having that dogged tenacity, that feeling of protection
on, Greg,
that you provide your clients.
You can say it. I'm just bossy.
All right, a little bit, but that's okay because it works with you.
I'm protective.
There's something about you that when you speak, I'm immediately inclined to do whatever it is you're telling me to do.
I wish Jared would listen. I wish he would follow suit. Just kidding.
I had stuff for the Delkin Tomlinson file that I always say, but you know what? We're out of time already.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Time goes by so quickly.
I know, so quickly when you're having fun. All right, well, I'm just sitting out here enjoying this weather. I think we're going to play some soccer in the backyard later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was the soccer game last night?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. So, Steven, we're going to work. Okay, so for 4 years, I've told my kid, share. You need to share, right? Mm. Last night, I go into, like, crazy mom mode, and I'm like, get the ball! Take the ball! So my kid is completely confused. Like, am I supposed to share or am I supposed to steal? Like, what am I supposed to do here? So we're going to have some fundamental soccer this weekend in our backyard, but he did great, and he scored a goal.
Oh.
I know it. You saw, Rosie, did you see the pictures?
I saw him with Amy.
Yes, Amy. Yeah. Sweet Amy Hampton came all the way from Alex City to watch Steven's first soccer game.
Just take him aside and look him in the eye and say, Steven, all that sharing crap goes out the window when we're playing soccer.
So, Greg, I thought I was going to get kicked out of the game. Like, my dad, who was my coach growing up, right?
Yes.
And so you have to know, like, I was super competitive growing up. I mean, I played a lot of sports, and it's in my blood. And my dad had to have a talk with me, like, before yesterday's soccer game, like, around lunchtime. He's like, listen, like, you cannot lose your cool. Like, he's 4, and this is 4-year-old soccer. He's like, you can't get kicked off the field, Jacqueline. And I'm like, I know. So, like, all last night, I was like, 4-year-old soccer. It's 4-year-old soccer. Like, calm down. And I called my dad. He's like, yeah, you're getting kicked out of a game this season. He's like, I can already tell. I'm just that's how I am.
Well, look, if you think you've been wrongfully kicked out of a soccer game, there's an attorney named Chad. Oh, Dana. Yeah, there's that. But Chad kind of specializes in those wrongful kickouts kind of thing.
I'm going to call Chad. I'm going to get him on speed dial and be like, hey, I need you to come up to Hampstead because I'm no longer allowed to attend my kid's soccer game. probably rightfully so, guys. I'm going to be honest.
Our top story today, it happened again at a soccer game in Hampstead. Local attorney Jacqueline Tomlinson was forcibly removed.
I mean, I'm just competitive as nature. It's just my thing, guys.
Well, you kind of have to be to do what you do, don't you?
Yeah.
You're an advocate.
with my kids out there, and I'm his biggest fan, you know? I'm just like, take no prisoners. Like, hey,
Jared may have to restrain you.
Well, it was funny. Jared got just as bad as I was last night, and I was like, oh, Lord. Lord Jesus, my poor child. Jared and I over there coaching on the sideline, you know what I mean? We got Lola in tow, like, I'm holding the baby, Jared's holding the baby, Steven's over there, like, trying to figure out why my parents have lost their mind. It was a good time. Good time for all. 45-minute soccer game.
Yeah.
My blood pressure was high all night.
Well, you know, you got to have that. I mean, that's what makes you such a great attorney, that spirit, you know, that advocacy.
I got something. I'll tell you that.
Go Italy.
Yes, go Team Italy.
Where did
that's
that
their little
from?
Team. That's their little team.
That's the name
team.
Of the team. Italy.
That's their team name.
Italy?
They're named
Italy.
After countries. So you've got, like, Portugal, Brazil, Germany, Italy. And so what they do is they divide it by, like, the year that they were born.
That's cultural appropriation.
I know, but, I mean, what else are they supposed to do? So we're Team Italy. We played, I forget who we played last night. I think we played Team Portugal. I don't know.
Is there a team Poland in this league? Because I want to come out and root for them.
I don't know. I don't think there was a USA, though, which is weird. It's all named after, like, other countries.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I will say, Barber Elite Soccer, this is not a plug for them. Barber Elite Soccer, though, has their hands full, and they are doing a phenomenal job. Because there is probably 500 kids out there, y'all. Plus parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. I mean, Aunt Amy from Alex City came. There was a ton of people out there. And well-oiled machines, what they got. I mean, it is quite the production. So hands off to them.
Good.
Well, have a great weekend, and we will look forward to catching up with you on Monday.
All right. Have a good weekend. Love you. Bye.
You too. Love you too.
Give our love to Dana and Amy and the whole gang, the whole mishpucha.
And Jared.
You know what that word means. Look at Manch Dewini. Hey, I only need, I'm just bringing this up. I only need, why isn't it giving me this info? Let's see. Followers. All right. Followed by. I only need 63 followers to hit 12,000. So if you haven't followed me on Facebook, please do it so I can hit that number. I've been climbing towards 12,000 for like a year, you know, in chunks every month, a couple of dozen. So help me get over the top. It's a way you can help without spending any money. That's Greg Goodell, G-R-E-G-B-U-D-E-L-L. On Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
More sports. First baseball game after this break.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are very busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Slow traffic, 85 northbound, Taylor to Chantilly as normal. And we're busy on Taylor Road, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway outbound, and on 231 into Wetumpka. We are not seeing any new accidents anywhere. We believe the one on the East Boulevard is in the cleanup stages. That'll be just past Young Barn Road at the post office as you approach Vaughn Road. Earn your associate's degree in AWS Cloud Computing, Cisco Networking, or Cybersecurity from Trenum State. Mini-term registration now open. Classes start October 11th, Trenum State, the College for Real Careers. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Fantail Restaurant, just off I-65 at the Cobbs Ford exit towards Millbrook, is one of my favorite places for dinner. Seafood, steaks, and oysters too, right, David?
Every week we get fresh oysters on Wednesdays, and remember that you get half off all refills for your raw oysters. So after your first dozen, the next dozen is $9. That's it, only $9.
Great customer service, an awesome atmosphere, a full bar, and delicious appetizers. Open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday. See you at Fantail.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever. Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love, and I just, you know, Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time to do that game. And it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance, penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here?
Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh. Wine! Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the bag. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases, muchas gracias, señor, and also the Holy Ghost for bringing up the double play.
Back to live action! Lazarus up to the plate now. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Lazarus up to the plate now. Who's the pitch? Oh, no, he's hit! He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice.
Enfield drawn in for the Patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses, just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning-fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not steal. Give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David won. Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pulled a hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average is ballooned to a hefty six.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
All right, here is the latest out of Arizona. At the Senate hearing in Arizona today, 17,000 total duplicate ballots, votes by those who voted more than once in Arizona. That's 1.5 times Biden's winning margin. That's just for starters. 9,589 excess mail-in ballot envelopes counted by Maricopa County, blanks that were verified and approved. What is that? Where is that coming from?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone just does its own thing sometimes.
Anyway, this is just the tip of the iceberg with this. Emails. Hunter Biden said he had access to the highest level of Chinese government. It's out. It's out that he wanted Saudi Arabia to give him $2 million to help unfreeze $15 billion in assets because his dad was the vice president. Yet the media devoted how many days, weeks, months, and years promoting a completely phony collusion story with Russia? Ironically, because Trump had the audacity to ask about this little corrupt son of the president. What's ripping us apart right now more than anything is this double standard. The fact that they can just throw something out there and get away with it, like what they're doing with the border agents. My God, what a horrible job dealing with all of these people. You have no idea who's riddled with disease or anything else. We don't know anything about them, if they're terrorists. And to get to some of these places where they're trying to break into the country, they go on horseback. Nobody's been whipped. The photographer that took the picture that started that whole freaking controversy said, I never saw anybody get whipped, but Joe doesn't care. He's out there saying they will be punished because he hates you. He hates, the Democrats hate everybody, but mostly themselves. You'd have to believe in what they believe in. That said, we might have time for another request. We have anything pending that's
yes.
been requested?
Weasel Stomping Day.
By the way, next week we will resume making people eligible to win not only the Lunch Bunch for Six at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, but become eligible. Master Thespian's name got drawn today by Beth Cooper. And he will be in that final drawing. He wins the Lunch Bunch for Six, but may also be going to Tuscaloosa as Bob Baumhauer's guest for the LSU game. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It pays to participate in the morning show. And sometimes, if you don't want to be in a contest, just call and give your name and initial to Jay. So at least you're in. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is already making the calls for the fall tune-ups. now that we've had two amazingly dry, cool days, temperatures, once we turn the corner into October, they'll start going down into the 40s, and that's when people are really going to start using their heating systems. And Clark's would like yours to come on working efficiently with no odors or dust spreading throughout your house. That's what they do in those tune-ups you get with the Clark's Club membership. $159. If you were to join today, you get that first tune-up in the next few days to make sure you're good to go for the cooler weather ahead, and then they'll come back in late February or early March and tune you up for the hot weather season. It's truly something that pays for itself, because after checking all the major component parts, if you need a replacement or a fix, you get it at a discount on parts and labor. But the money you'll save on an efficiently running system is so critical. I learned that the hard way last year. I didn't know what was causing it, but eventually Clark's came out and said, hey, your outside unit is getting grass clippings and it's running at about 10% efficiency. That's why I had a $525 electric bill. So when I say they can save you the kind of money that will pay for the membership, there's your evidence right there. Plus, they're on call 24/7 for members at 277-2125. Amazing people, the best of the best, great human beings. So call them. Get yourself a membership and enjoy the protection and savings that come with Clark's. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. It's 541.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident. Chantilly Parkway. This is just before East Chase Parkway. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. They're calling it a minor accident, so hopefully it'll be out of the way quickly. Eastern Boulevard, if you're passing the post office at Young Barn Road approaching Vaughn, we got an accident there. A little congestion around that intersection, and East South Boulevard a little busy. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Reinhardt Toyota has new Toyotas arriving every day, but they're selling fast. You can shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, Eastern Boulevard. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Weems with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This Big Noon Saturday on Fox, Notre Dame takes on Wisconsin live in Chicago. Former Badgers quarterback Jack Cohn leads the Irish into a Windy City showdown against Graham Mertz and Wisconsin. It all starts at 10 Eastern with the Big Noon Kickoff pregame crew live from Soldier Field. And then it's Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox, and watch anywhere on the Fox Sports app. Saturday on Fox 20.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Alabama News Network, I'm Glenn Halbrooks. New COVID-19 numbers show a big drop in Alabama's public schools. There are now about 3,800 cases, down from 6,400 last week. The feds have released new instructions on who should get a COVID-19 booster shot. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says people first must have received both Pfizer shots, and the second shot must have been given at least 6 months ago. After that, the CDC says those 65 and older or in long-term care settings should get a shot, while some others may get one. Information about Moderna or J&J boosters hasn't been released. In sports, Alabama is seeking its 100th consecutive win over unranked opponents when they host Southern Miss. Auburn is trying to rebound from its first loss of the season in hosting Georgia State. And tonight's Game 3 in the playoffs between the Montgomery Biscuits and the Mississippi Braves. The series is tied 1-1. I'm Glenn Halbrooks. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. What a great difference from last weekend's forecast, right? When we had locally heavy rain. Tonight, pristine, clear skies, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. You'll need a jacket for those area high school games. Tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, comfortable with a high around 78. We'll be in the mid-80s on Sunday, but very low humidity. And the storm-free pattern continues after the weekend and through much of next week. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Since our family business first opened in 1982, we've built our reputation on honesty, supplying quality products, and going the extra mile. We're still doing that. One customer, one Kubota at a time. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half. Grab your boots and stomp.
You are welcome, kids. It is I guess it's getting to the end of the week, and I can't talk anymore.
Almost 5:50.
Actually, it's 5:48:24 for those of you who are paying attention at home.
Yeah.
Hey, the St. Louis Cardinals won their 13th in a row this afternoon, Rosie. How about that in the sports there?
That's great.
Yeah, I had this clip from Tucker. It's Tucker and Gutfeld talking about who's the dumbest on CNN. Is it Don Lemon?
It was funny.
Or
Chris Cuomo. He's been accused now of sexual assault.
Yeah, grabbing somebody's ass in 2005 in the accuser's words. Although I got to say, it's a little late.
Yeah, 16 years.
I mean, I can't stand Chris Cuomo. He's useless. He's worthless. I don't know how he sucked or got his way to the position he's in now in a major media outlet. He can't even draw a million viewers a night on a coast-to-coast network television show. But he still got his job because Jeff Zucker must like something about him. I can't imagine what. So Tucker and Gutfeld were having a little fun at their expense last night.
TV on the wall. Who's the dumbest of them all? Yes, the world deserves to know which CNN hack is Curly and which one is Mo. Last night, I proclaimed Chris Cuomo as the second dumbest man on CNN. That's like being the second drunkest slow-pitch softball player. But at that network, the competition is fierce. For my money, Don Lemon remains the champion. But not everyone agreed, including Tucker Carlson.
Chris Cuomo really gets the credit he deserves for being the single dumbest person ever to perform on cable news. He makes Don Lemon look like a particle physicist.
So by comparison, he makes Don Lemon look like a particle physicist. Or as Chris Cuomo might call it, a make-things-go-boom doctor guy. So is it time to decide who has fewer brains inside? Short of an autopsy, there's only one way to find out.
The Great Tucker Carlson-Greg Gutfeld Debate.
Tonight's debate, which host replaced his brain with a steel plate? Joining me now, host of Tucker Carlson Tonight and Tucker Carlson Today, it's Tucker Carlson.
Thank you, Greg. Yes.
It's a friendly chat with Tucker about two stupid... But before we get started, let's take a look at some clips, Tucker, and remind people who we're dealing with. First, let's start with Tucker's choice, Mr. Cuomo.
Only in America, kids. Let's get after it.
The official reentry from the basement, cleared by CDC. A little sweaty. Just worked out. Happens.
Please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful. Oh, in God. Scale, this was the actual swab that was being used to fit up that double barrel shotgun that you have mounted on the front of your pretty face.
You know, no doubt that was pretty dumb, but can Don beat that?
Democratic cities are in chaos right now.
Rising as they defund police.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad, and again, defunding police. It's like
the president is a racist. And he is a demagogue, believing the lies on the internet instead of science. It's time to start shaming them. What else? Or leave them behind. Nothing wrong with Botox.
People don't know what they eat,
what
they drink,
what
they
smoke. Look, I tried it once. My eyebrow went up. I don't have it now. As you can see, I got all these wrinkles. Everybody asked me when I'm going to get, you're going to need Botox.
Well, stupid. So I contend that while Cuomo makes dumber decisions than Lemon, Lemon is just naturally slower. Mm-hmm. Cuomo is more of a performer, where Lemon just speaks his mind, which explains his stupidity. So, Tucker, persuade me that I am incorrect.
Let me just say, we disagree, but we don't need to be disagreeable. We're friends. I don't want this in any way to affect our longstanding friendship. I agreed with you for many years. I thought that Chris Cuomo was putting on an act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the weightlifting, the calling the bro talk,
yes,
the huge swab. I thought he was like Bowser on Shauna Nod, who actually went to Columbia. Do you know what I mean? It was a part.
What a reference.
And then I watched him, because I used to work at CNN. I know people there. I pay attention. That guy is every bit as stupid as he seems. He went to Yale Law School. His dad was the governor of New York at the time. And he doesn't know what's in the First Amendment. He has zero sense of humor, which is always a tell. But here is the absolute settling factor. He speaks only in cliches.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen carefully to Chris Cuomo, you will find not a single phrase that you can't instantly get on Instagram.
Unfortunately, time prohibits from going deeper, but it's really a funny segment. And this is one reason why Greg Gutfeld is beating Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all busy goose-stepping to the company line. And they're paying they're not paying a price for their lousy ratings, because let's face it, you can only do so much when the network tells you you can make fun of this one, but not that one.
Yeah.
And you willingly, as Fallon was afraid, blowing off half his audience, you know, for what? 5:54, our thanks at the end of the week, as always, to Donnie and Brandon Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body for their relentless support of what we do. I have not seen the return of the Mercedes Sprinter with April Marie in it.
I think the event is over with at 6.
So. I'm kind of keeping an eye out for the parking lot. If it,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure the vehicle will come back unscathed, as big as her eyes were when she drove out. That was funny, as Eddie pointed out. They not only look after our station vehicles, but just about everybody in this building has had their car at MPB for something significant. The thing that really touched me, and it's out of the book of why bad things happen to good people, Rosie was bringing food to a family that was grieving. Somebody rammed your car hard from behind. It not only damaged the vehicle, but sent food everywhere.
Yeah.
And that was a heck of a cleanup and restoration, but they did it. And with only the kind of attention and care to detail that the Turners are known for. Good as new, maybe better, is the goal each and every time. You're allowed to pick who's going to fix your vehicle. So choose MPB and get more bang for your buck. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with the W. Are people behaving today? Let's find out.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have a very big slowdown on I-85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Other than that, we've got moderate traffic all over the area. We're a little busy East Boulevard around I-85. And officially, we still have that minor accident on the books just down from the post office at Young Barn as you approach Vaughn. We think that one might be out of the way, but use caution just in case. Ready to purchase a new home or refinance the mortgage on your current home? MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, is just a phone call away at 567-9000. And MLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just X-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a seven-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family, caring for yours.
Panera believes in saying yes. Yes to clean, fresh ingredients. Yes to the new chicken sausage and pepperoni flatbread topped with rich mozzarella. Yes to delicious mac and cheese. Yes to putting it on a sandwich, creating the grilled mac and cheese sandwich. And yes to impromptu road trips to Sandwich, Illinois. Because that's living life to the flavor fullest. Get $1 delivery when you order on our app. Panera, live your yes. Pricing and product availability may vary. Visit PaneraBread.com.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel. More ways to learn. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively